cars outside. Follow me down to the park and ride. Show me yours, I'll show you everything. Secondhand smoke on the stereo, far removed from the limo. Show me yours, I'll show you everything. Section is just too slick. Show me yours, I'll show you everything. Pack it up, call it a day. The car is shaking anyway. Lost my chance to show you anything. I can't get up without my boat.
WMFO. That was The Digs with 1564. Left Hand Blue gave you Useless, Fruitless, Lazy, and Stupid. Linus gave you Fortunate. And this artist right here looks like she's about ready to play again.
So this is the B-side off of that vinyl that I put out in January. This one's called Bound to Be.
Into a paper plane just to try to be. You wanted something I did too, to be able to run from everything we knew. I made
concrete blocks just to walk with you. Even if you walked all over me, I wanted something stronger than me. Maybe I thought it was you, you darling. You picked me up and put me out of reach. I always knew I was bound, bound to be. Just to be with you. Even if you ran from everything, I wanted something stronger than me. Maybe I thought it was you, you darling. We had our fun, but now you're out of reach. I always knew you were bound, bound to be. That one doesn't resolve.
So that's the B-side to the 7-inch.
That's which the B-side.
You can only get it on the 7-inch.
Yep, it's not available for any
download. Can't even
download
it.
Nope.
Nice.
Gotta get a record player for that one.
Yes. Well.
Or come to a show.
Oh, you play live?
Yeah, we do it live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute, how could they get it at a show? It's not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Speaking of the live show, do you have anything special planned? Because it's your day. It's your big release.
For the 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some special things.
At the Once Ballroom.
Once Ballroom. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to plug the show.
It's my new favorite place, by the way. I love that place.
Oh yeah. Well, you were all over the Rumble there.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
I had to go check that out. It was awesome.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be in next year's.
Maybe. I don't want to plug another radio station on your show, but
oh, Angel.
But yeah, well, it's been on emissions for a couple weeks. It's been pretty great.
No, nice.
But, maybe next year. But yeah, we got some special things planned, but it's all a surprise. So I guess you're gonna have to come out to see.
Damn it.
Gonna have to be there.
Damn it! I could not get it. I could not get any info out of you. Damn it. So it's at the Once Ballroom Saturday, the May 14th.
Yep.
And who else is playing?
Little War Twins. We got Jack Romanoff. And we also have Great White Tourist.
Okay. Well, in that event, I figured I would play the song that Noelle sang on.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And can you give us a little bit about These Are the Best Days?
So this song I wrote, I forget when I wrote it. Over the course of the last year, but when I heard it back in the studio, I recorded it with Johnny Lynch on drums. He's in Watts, he's in the Dirty Truckers, Neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a great drummer, and at the time I didn't have a drummer. I was like kind of going through the process of finding Nick, and so yeah, he was drumming on it, and then I wanted to do a song with Noelle LeBlanc for the longest time, actually. Since I was pretty young, I was like into Damone and the organ beats, all the projects that she's done.
Mm.
And I'd reached out to her before. I'd wanted to go to one of the shows, but I never caught them. And so I reached out and I asked if she wanted to sing on this song because I could hear her vocals in the backups.
Mm.
And I wanted to give her lead. I'm like, just have free reign over the song. Like, do your thing, because I just want you to like sing how you sing, and I don't want to change it. And so she came in, and it was great. It was awesome.
Nice.
Did a really good job. And yeah, so she's singing backups on this, and I think she actually sings a little bit of lead with me too.
Oh well, let's hear it. These are the best days. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah.
Stay.
91.5 WMFO. That was Missile Thrush with Give a Little Love. Letters to Cleo gave you Pizza Cutter. Weekend Friends gave you Miserable. Diablo Gato gave you She Just Wants to Rock and Roll. And I began that block off with Carissa Johnson with Noel LeBlanc on backing vocals. These are the best days from the Only Roses record. And Carissa Johnson's right here.
Hey.
Hey.
Nick's here too.
Nick, oh yeah, Nick's here too. I gotta keep remembering to turn on his mic.
You shutting me off, man.
Can't keep walking all around the room, Nick.
So, who is going to be playing in your band for the show at once?
So we got Nick right here on drums.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be playing bass, and the rest is a surprise. No, I'm just kidding. So then my friend...
I'm not telling you to give away the show. I'm just saying who's in your band.
I know. So we got my friend Dan Donovan on guitar, and my friend Mike Fontes on lead guitar.
What was that? I just heard noises. Okay. Oh.
Strange people in the next room.
No. He could pull me off the air, dude.
Mm. Oh, man. Yeah, it'll be a very, very rock and roll show, I guess.
At the Once Ballroom.
Once Ballroom, May 14th.
May 14th, 7 days from right now.
Oh, man.
I'm assuming doors are like 8 or something like that,
doors,
right?
I believe, are at 7.
At 7,
and then,
wow.
I think the show's going to start around 8:30. It's gonna
okay.
be a little bit earlier.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So do you have another song, or are you just...
I could do another one if you want.
Yeah, let's do another one.
Yeah.
This is all fun. Right.
I'll do another older one. This one was off that album for now. This one's called Best of All. Dreamt all day, spent the night inside a tired light. Looked away, scared to say I might have crossed the line. Scarlet skies, dark brown eyes that only trap the dark. I wanna live, I wanna give, and I'm gonna. I tried to run and hide, but I'm so sick of feeling dull. I didn't know, I didn't try, even though I said I was. I'm a little lost, but aren't we all sometimes? Sometimes. Saving cash for the West Coast and spending it on other things. Saving time for ourselves and spending it all asleep. There you go, wasting days, afraid of wasting nights. Wasting the time is all you do. There you go, saying you don't think you're made of what it takes to be all you want to. I wanna yell and scream, you're the best of all the things I ever had, I ever lost, I ever wanted to be. You're the best of all, the best of all. I want you to know, even if you go and tell your memories goodbye, you're the best of all the thoughts that ever crossed my tired mind. The best of all. The best of all. Best of all, the best of all.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the album is called Only Roses. The new album. Just played something from For Now. The new one's called Only Roses, and it will be available at the... Is that the official release, or is there like a typical Friday release date for it to be in stores and online and all that other business?
Yeah, this one's a weird one. It's released on the Saturday.
Okay.
Stay strange.
Really?
We're staying strange over
here. Nick, away from the mic here.
But yeah, it'll be a Saturday release. I don't know. I think when I planned on releasing this one, it was still when bands release stuff on Tuesdays.
Okay.
And I was like, last year I did the For Now release on a Tuesday at TT the Bears. But this year I was looking for something on a Saturday night because I knew most people would be able to make a Saturday where they'd have Sunday off.
Mm.
So that was the plan with that. And then I think like a month later they changed to the Friday releases.
Yeah, because has it already been a year since they switched?
It's been, I think almost a year. I don't think quite. But I think about, I want to say 7 or 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do a quick little block of the bands playing your show.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, one of them's technically from Pennsylvania, so we came over.
Which one's that?
Screw it. Little Wartons.
Well, they're from Boston.
Are they up here now or?
Currently.
Even if they're not, I'll play them anyway. That's Freeform Radio here.
Oh yeah, totally.
So
no, they're definitely from Boston. They started here and then they
They went down there.
They're constantly traveling. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start off with this one. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Set in my path, but though they all seem foreshadows of the past, the indescribable things had grown long enough, so I set them free. The chains appeared locked, but the salvation was in. I slipped down my ankles, 'cause I'm a warrior, warrior. I am a they groan from years of the blind. I open my vision and release them chains. But I walk through the force that embody my shape. Each step awoke thunder, each step became loud. A presence alarming my existence so loud. Responsible ringing, strength poured from past fears. Your hands once weapons, now vivid in warrior. I am a warrior.
a warrior.
91.5 WMFO. That was Jack Romanoff. And your mic's on now, Nick.
Sweet, man. Appreciate it.
The song is called Even the Homeless Have Wi-Fi and Blue Dreams. Before that, they may be playing this song next Saturday at the Once Ballroom. So we had Little War Twins with Warrior. They were a Boston band.
Yeah.
I guess they're technically based in Pennsylvania now, but they are touring all the time. So get next to the mic.
Sorry.
And we started that off with Great White Tourists with Child Actors. Now, these are all of the acts that are basically opening for you, right? You're playing last?
Yep.
Yeah, so the big CD release for Only Roses next Saturday, May 14th at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. Not far from here. Not far from the station.
Yeah, it's like 7 minutes. Yeah. 36 if you walk.
You check Google Maps, eh?
I did.
Yes, God bless Google Maps.
God bless.
Oh, man. So what other shows do you have planned in the near future before you hightail it to L.A. And basically busk your way back here?
So we've got, locally, we'll be playing Memorial Day at Charlie's Kitchen. And then we'll be playing at the Cantab on June 3rd.
Oh,
And then we'll be playing Zorba Music Hall and Lowell on the 4th. And then we've got, what do we have? On the 16th, we'll be at Hennessy's, June 16th. And then June 18th, we'll be at Beatnik's in Worcester. And then I'm not sure what else. There's more. But for the near future.
For everybody listening, she's not reading off notes. She's remembering this stuff. Oh, man.
Keep it all logged inside.
Well, how can people get in touch with you?
So you could email me at carissajohnsonmusic@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you have an official website?
I do. Yeah, carissajohnsonmusic.com. And all social medias. Yeah.
She's on all the social medias. It's Carissa Johnson Music, right?
Yep.
That's the one on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, Instagram, and I don't use Twitter too much. What is it?
Hello.
Oh, God, what's that?
That's a thing now?
No, that was a thing that it was supposed to be ad-free social media.
Oh, no.
It only lasted
not
about
another
10 minutes.
They were plugging
ad-free, and then everyone signed up and like, eh, okay. No, this sucks.
There's a reason why it's ad-free.
Yeah.
No, not on there. But
not on the Twitters?
I'm on the Twitters,
but only
through the Instagrams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can follow Carissa Johnson. Carissa Johnson Music, just type in Carissa Johnson Music, one word.
Yeah, Google.
It'll all be there. Yes, just like the maps.
Yes.
Just like the maps. Anyway, but yes, basically, you're going to be playing all summer.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Be a busy summer and fall and winter. New album, Only Roses.
New album, Only Roses. How many times can we say it? Do you know any foreign languages that you can plug it in?
Solamente something.
that's
Spanish.
It's actually solamente rosas.
Rosas. How didn't I remember that?
It's the rolling R's that tripped me up.
Rosas solamente.
I don't know.
I think it might be that.
I took Spanish and I don't know.
Me too.
That.
I took 5 years of it. Yeah. And I don't remember anything. Oh, well.
Yes. No, it's Rosa Solamente.
Okay. We'll say that. Okay. People will know what we mean.
Well, if you redo the helm in Spanish, that's what you would title it, right?
Okay. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But I got to say, when you came in today and I asked where the track listing was on the back of the CD, you pointed to the symbols on the back of the CD. What was that about? Do these symbols mean anything? I mean, there are 11 songs on the record and 11 symbols, so.
Yeah. So there's just a symbol to represent each song. It's just symbols are just how I see the songs in my head as symbols.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess they have some meaning. I guess all have very specific meanings to me, but I want people to make their own meanings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you may end up explaining yourself when you're on TV in LA again.
Oh, we'll see.
I mean, I'm just giving you a warning because you're now officially touring a record.
Oh.
So.
Thanks.
You don't know. You never know how that's going to happen.
Never know what's going to happen.
But, all right, wait a minute. A CD player went to sleep.
Oh, no.
CD players sleep here at WMFO. All right. I'm going to let you choose the last track that we're going to play this evening.
Cool. How about... I think I know which one I want.
Which one?
There's a song called The Fool on there, mm-hmm. and Alex from the Organ Beats actually joins me on that one as well.
All right, you and the Organ Beats just need to do the whole tour thing.
Okay, I'm down. I love them.
Of course. So, well, do you want to elaborate on the first track, The Fool?
It actually started off as a journal entry. The whole song is just a journal entry.
Hmm.
So, I didn't intend on it being a song, and then I was like, you know what? That's exactly what I was feeling, and I'll just put a melody to it, so...
Would writing a song like that and officially releasing it be a difficult thing for you?
Sometimes that one I was about halfway through the journal entry when I realized that I could write a song with it. So I was like, then I had it in my head to make it like a chorus that rhymed and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, there's definitely like journal entries and poems that I write that I'm not ready to release yet. But I have thought about doing a book of poetry, and that would be the rawest form of me, where it'd be like, I'm still super hesitant about it because there's nothing to hide behind. There's no mm-hmm. metaphors or anything like that. It's just like everything on paper, and it's super, super vulnerable. So yeah, that's definitely, it's one of the more vulnerable songs, I guess, but, I like that stuff. That's the stuff that has been important to me with my favorite artists, the songs that people are maybe afraid to sing.
Okay.
People that feel like they might not have a voice might not be able to release something like that. So if I can be that person, then that would be pretty cool. But yeah, it's hard to reach that point. I'm not there yet fully.
I mean, but to put that song, that not only to put that song out, but have that be the first thing that somebody listens to when they put the album on.
Yeah.
Is that a process that you had to kind of reconcile or anything like that? Just something that's very personal. I mean, I'm not going to delve into exactly like the content or anything, but like when you're doing that kind of confessional type mm-hmm. songwriting, do you find it difficult to like let other people interpret it?
Sometimes, I definitely, I love it when people can make their own interpretations of the songs rather than me telling everyone like, exactly what I was feeling with mm-hmm. them, because I don't want to, it's kind of like when a book is turned into a movie or something, it's like someone visualizes something a different way, and then if I paint the picture for them, it might change things. Okay. But yeah, it's never been too hard for me with this song, putting it as the first track on the album. I wasn't thinking about it too much lyrically, but more so the way that the instruments kick in, and I thought that it made the most sense melodically to kind of just kick it off like really just like powerful, and it's a good,
that's good,
good start to the album. I
all
think.
Right, well, we're going to hit up The Fool, and anything you have to say, Nick?
No, I'm at a loss. I'm just enjoying the vibes at WFMO.
MFO.
What did I say?
FMO.
No, I didn't.
Everybody does it.
Really? Okay. Everybody does it. Common mistake.
It is a very common mistake.
Sorry.
No, no worries. He's staring at the cartoons that make up the ceiling tiles of Studio A.
Usually just gazing around. Yeah.
I mean, there are full fledged cartoons. Like it tells a story.
These are awesome.
If you haven't been in here, you should be.
We need like a video tour or something like that. I should probably make a video tour. You know, it's set to The Fool.
Okay.
All right. Here is The Fool. I'll see you guys next week. I have Desk coming in. It's going to get really loud next week, so you're going to want to tune in. Thank you, Carissa.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me play all these songs, and
anytime.
Thank you for playing a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
You're going to be getting all those airplay monies.
You're
going to be swimming in it. All right. This is The Fool. I will see you next week. 91.5 WMFO.
I've been so down. I've got a song in my head and it won't come out. I've been dying for these pages and pages to be full. Sometimes I don't know what you've been wishing on. I doubt you know what you really want.